This segment of the show is brought to you by SureCruise.com, your online cruise superstore, and in part by USA 3000 Airlines, offering low-cost fares from St. Petersburg, Orlando, Fort Myers, and Fort Lauderdale to seven different cities. You can check out their super specials by going to our website, ttrn.com. Mr. Evan Eggers, president of SureCruise.com, is on the phone with the latest cruise buzz. Welcome, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
Lots of funny things happening in at the moment in the cruise business. Let's start off with some of those, some of the unusual.
Well, there certainly has been some of that. I mean, probably the strangest story I read this week is the brand new Norwegian Pearl, which is on its way over here, was moved last week from its shipyard, and as a result, it was going to come close to a utility line on a river, and the German utility company needed to turn off the power to that utility line to make sure the ship didn't, you know, no spark gap, no electricity passed along. And that, in turn, cascaded into a massive power failure all over Western Europe that led to a power loss for 10 million people.
How incredible is that?
It is. This company, E.ON, it was, you know, a routine thing, but, you know, it's one of those things where one thing leads to another. They turned off the power to this power line. It caused a little bit of a glitch, and the power went out through Western Germany, France, Belgium, Italy, Spain, Austria, the Netherlands, and Croatia. 100 trains in Germany stopped. 5 million people lost power in France alone, which was the country's biggest blackout in 30 years, all because of this this effort to move the ship down the River Ems.
That's amazing.
It is.
Just absolutely amazing. Now, I saw there's a couple of other interesting things. The dawn of a new century was the re-inaugural that you attended. Tell us about that.
That's right. Celebrity did a $55 million refurbishment on their ship, the Century, and it just had a re-inaugural, as you say, in Miami this past weekend. And they did a great job with it. I mean, Celebrity's always done a good job maintaining their ships, and this is no exception. The ship has over 300 new veranda staterooms that were added to staterooms that were previously just ocean view, 14 new suites. It has a new upscale, added-cost specialty restaurant called Murano, a new sushi cafe in the buffet area, made-to-order pasta and pizza bar. And probably my favorite new room they added on the ship is a martini bar with an ice bar.
When you say an ice bar, you mean?
Like the surface of the bar is actually ice.
Like the ice hotel.
Well, it is. Fortunately, they do it differently. But basically, you're sitting at the bar, and you've got a nice, frosty, icy surface to rest your martini on. It's pretty cool. And we got a really surprising kind of a presentation given by Dan Hanrahan when he was addressing everybody on board, the president of Celebrity. He said that when the ship was in transit from Europe over to Miami for this re-inaugural, that they had a man on board who broke his hip. As the medical staff will do, the ship is, you know, nowhere near any place at that point. It's a transatlantic crossing. They consult with the hospital in Miami, with which they have a relationship. The hospital says the man will need surgery within 36 hours. So they have the ship, in essence, would have had no choice but to head back to Europe because that was where they were closer to, and miss all these, you know, inaugural events and mess up the events. Well, somebody in their maritime operations department got the idea of calling, seeing whether the Navy had a ship in the area. And to make a long story short, the USS Wasp, a Navy ship, came by, picked up the man off of the ship, and brought him back to Europe so the Century wouldn't need to. So, you know, for all the negative things you hear about, you know, the logic that you can find in government and whatnot, here's a case where the government really stepped up and did something great.
Absolutely, probably saved the day, I would guess.
They certainly did.
Now, you say that the CLIA reports that double-digit growth in their figures, so I guess the cruise lines are doing quite well.
Yeah, things are going great in the cruise industry. So the second quarter of 2006 are the numbers that just came out. So the second quarter of 2006 versus the same quarter in 2005, there's an increase of almost 12% in terms of the number of passengers carried, almost 3 million passengers. And consistent with that statistic is the fact that the lines who reported this data said that their occupancy rate on their ships was 103.2%, which of course happens because when there's more than two passengers in a stateroom, that can result in more than 100% capacity.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's great news for me, being in the cruise business.
Exactly. you can look forward to staying in it for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly the plan, yes.
Now, NCL has unveiled, I saw this colorful hull artwork for its fourth jewel-class ship, which I guess they're going to call the new Norwegian Gem. And I guess the delivery is scheduled for what, October 07?
That's right. That's right. About a year from now, and Norwegian has really, you know, they really broke with the herd in terms of how they decorate their ships, and all of the hulls of their ships just have spectacular, you know, beautiful murals painted all along the side from the bow almost to the stern, and that really makes them stand out when you see them in port, especially if they're sitting next to another ship. They just really stand out, and they're always painted in theme with whatever they're doing. So the Hawaii ships are painted with a Hawaiian motif, and Pride of America, of course, has an American motif, so forth and so on.
Now, I also see that after the delivery of the ship, they're going to sail for 5 new Mediterranean itineraries, and it's going to reposition from Dover to Barcelona on October 8th and visit places like Vigo, Spain, Lisbon, Portugal, Gibraltar, Naples. Quite an interesting itinerary.
Well, the Norwegian is really branching out, you know, as they're in the middle of a big, you know, big building phase. And, you know, 5 years ago, Norwegian had the oldest fleet in the industry, and now they have a newer fleet, and in a year or two, they'll have the newest fleet, which is an advantage of coming along last and doing a whole bunch of building at once. But the result is they can now go into all kinds of interesting markets and itineraries that they really couldn't handle before with the fleet of ships that they had.
It's going to be great because obviously, there's some new things. Even Carnival's announcing some new itineraries in the Caribbean. But I think this European and Eastern European destinations are going to become more and more popular, and they're really exciting because how would you get to visit some of these places in a short period of time? You'd spend half your time getting back and forth to the airports.
Yeah, that's right. It would be a lot less fun, that's for sure. And you're right. I mean, the fact that the industry is booming means they have to be creative in where they're going and taking people, which then in turn, for people like us and people like your listeners who are travelers and want to see the world, have the chance to do it more conveniently and less expensively, too.
Right. And I see also that, as I had mentioned a little bit ago, that Carnival is announcing their exotic Eastern Caribbean. I don't know how exotic it is, but they're talking about Half Moon Cay, which is that the private island in the Bahamas, and then San Juan, of course, and St. Thomas, which they still go to, and Grand Turk on the Turks and Caicos Islands. So I think everybody's trying to juggle it around a little bit to make it a little bit more interesting because lots of people have been going to the same places for quite some time.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, even though you can visit some ports in the Caribbean over and over, they don't really get old, it is still nice to have some diversity and to visit some new places. So Carnival has been leading the trend in that. Carnival Corp, of course, has the resources to invest in these, help, you know, co-invest in these new ports of call, building out the port facilities with the islands, and they tend to do that.
Now, I see also that Oceana has purchased the ships that they were originally leasing.
Yeah, that's a great sign for Oceana. They you know, with the scuttlebutt is, they've been doing very well. They seem to be doing very well. Now we know that they are because they came up with $375 million to actually purchase their three ships, their Regatta, Insignia, and Nautica from the company that they've been leasing them from previously. So that's terrific. And Oceana is a great product. They got off to a strong start and they just stayed strong. So it's great.
And I guess it brings their costs down over a period of time.
Oh, it definitely, yeah, definitely will. Owning their own ships will definitely help them do that. And, you know, going from startup to purchasing these vessels outright in less than 4 years is incredible. They should be very proud of themselves.
And they expect that their yield per guest increased by 41% and occupancy levels remain consistently close to capacity. So that's all good news.
Yep, it sure is, unless you're looking to get a cruise real cheap.
Right. let's see. Tell us about the arbitration tribunal, which ruled that the shipyard that went bankrupt after messing up the Costa Classica.
Yeah, this is another funny story that just came back in the news. Now, this story started around the year 2000 when Costa was planning on inserting a new section into Costa Classica to lengthen it. And the ship was actually en route to the UK, to the shipyard, to have this new section inserted.
Right. They put an extension on it, yeah.
That's right. They put an extension, a 146 13-deck extension. And actually the shipbuilder's people were on the ship marking it for cutting as it's on its way to the shipyard when the Costa people reached the conclusion that the shipyard just did not have its act together, that this new section wasn't done or wasn't ready enough or wasn't done right or something, and turned the ship around and sailed away. The ship never did go to the shipyard. It never did get stretched. And so this thing's been, not surprisingly, that was a huge hardship for the shipyard, and it went bankrupt, and this thing's been wending through receivers, courts, and whatnot ever since then in terms of, you know, who owes what to whom now. And an arbitration tribunal has just now ruled that Costa was in the correct, that the shipyard was in the wrong, and Costa doesn't owe any money at all.
That's amazing, huh?
It is. I mean, it's just hard to believe things like this. What a massive mess-up that was.
And the shipyard actually went bankrupt over it.
That's right. The shipyard was named Camel Laird, and they're done now. They're out of business.
Incredible. What's new at shorecruise.com these days?
Well, I guess one thing we could mention is that there are a few good sales going on this week, or people who are interested in booking or been thinking about booking a Princess cruise could come by. We have a one-week sale going on with Princess where everybody would get a... an onboard coupon booklet and a reduced deposit amount, which is nice. So that's a good thing. And then Carnival's also doing a two-day sale that's available today and tomorrow that includes best available upgrades within the category type at no extra cost. So that's another terrific one.
And they can get all this information, of course, by going to shorecruise.com.
I always forget to mention that. I'm so glad to have you around, Roy.
I know it's in the back of your mind, however. Well, next week we're going to... take a little break for the holidays, so we're going to do a pre-recorded show, but hopefully you'll be back from your travels again the following week, and we look forward to chatting with you then.
Yeah, we'll talk to you then. Sounds good, Roy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Evan.
Thanks.
Bye for now. Okay, that was Evan Eggers, and he is always up to date on what's happening in the cruise news, and check out his website. It's surecruise.com. A very friendly user website.